Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, comment there. You missed the first hour. Sports stuff and Smurfs.
That's right.
Somehow we got to how weird children's shows are.
It's true. I came across in my everyday life yesterday, I came across three listeners of our program. In totally random settings.
Okay.
And I'll give you the situations for each of them. Two of them did something that is really odd, but it happens more often than you would
think. They kissed you?
No. No, it's Corona times.
They asked you to sign their junk?
No, that didn't happen either.
I haven't done that in a while.
So the first one was at a Walgreens. I went to pick up my wife's prescription at Walgreens. And asked for the last name. I gave it to him. And he said, love the show. And which, that's great. And it you know, I don't mind. Like, I love our listeners, too. I'm glad that, you know, that we can help people get through the day. The Starbucks guy yesterday, when I drove through Starbucks, didn't say a word, and he said, love the show. Like, he just saw me and he was like, I thought that was you in the when I was in the drive thru, he thought that was me. And
it's a little stalkerish.
And then the third one was, so my son is a Pokemoner, but he can't have Discord. Discord is for grown-ups. That's where you that's how you talk to other Pokemoners. And he had a magic trade to do yesterday. And because he's a kid, he can't go out and do magic trades by himself. So I set up on Discord for him to meet this guy. And the guy goes, are you AJ Hoffman? And I said, yes, I am. Thank you for listening. Now, two of those three guys, the Starbucks guy and the Walgreens guy, both did what I think is really weird, but people do it. They say, where's Fred? Like, somehow, like, I would, every time I, like, when I go pick up my wife's prescriptions from Walgreens or I go get coffee, that Fred would be with me. And I'd be like, oh, he's, you know, he's at his house, probably. I don't know. Fred and I aren't Siamese twins. Are you allowed to say that anymore? Maybe conjoined twins. We're not conjoined twins.
Siam doesn't exist anymore?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So you can't have a Siamese cat?
I don't know. I don't know the rules on that. Okay. I do think it's gone more towards the conjoined.
Yeah, conjoined, I think, is the so politically
now
correct.
It's a conjoined cat?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. But yeah, two of the three people I met yesterday said, where's Fred? And I don't always know how to answer that, but it happens often.
Interesting.
That when I meet a listener, they say, where's Fred? And sometimes I would get, where's Jong back in the day? Because Jong was kind of a mystery. He never came out to events
right.
like that. And Aaron, eventually you'll get cult status and people will want to know more about you. But you've been out to a lot of remotes and stuff, so probably a lot of people have met you running these events. Because before you produced our show, you did a lot of live events. But Jong was very mysterious to these people. And I also think because he was Asian, people thought he was mysterious.
That automatically makes you mysterious.
It doesn't hurt, certainly. But they would say, well, where's Jong? And I would say, but Jong's probably at his house. Like, you think I just carry around Fred and Aaron and Jong in a bag?
I get that sometimes if I'm out at something, like, especially at the racetrack, like when I was doing those appearances. So where's AJ? Well, he went home. Show's over.
Well, yeah. But we were at a place where you knew both of us were.
Right.
You don't ever go to Walgreens with me.
No.
Ever.
No, never have.
No.
Not even in Vegas.
No. You might have been. You don't even like Starbucks.
I don't. I really don't like Starbucks. So I've been to the Walgreens in Vegas to get alcohol.
Right.
Because they sell it right there. And
but
it's
I don't
a lot
think
cheaper.
You've been with me.
No, don't think so.
But yeah, it's an odd thing. That's an odd thing.
Yeah, I know people on other shows who've gotten that treatment before as well when they do appearances.
Well, it's one thing to do an appearance. It's another thing, something like that. But yeah, I guess people don't realize that we do these 3 hours and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, if we're in Vegas, sometimes we hang out and do stuff. But otherwise, nope. I mean, I hate there's nobody that I really, on this planet, that I really want to be around for more than 15 hours a week.
No.
That's nothing against either one of you guys, which for some reason we've managed to do this show a long time, and I haven't gotten sick of you yet. Well, you're still relatively new, Aaron, but we're working on it. But, yeah, I don't want to be around my wife that much. I mean, that's a lot of time. But anybody who's in an office situation where you have to work with people day in, day out, you know, I'm guessing most people listening are around those people a hell of a lot more than we are around each other.
Yeah.
I mean, before the Rona, I'd be here at the office a lot more, but we didn't really talk much other than doing the show, except for things that we were both involved in. 936 says, with all these sports talk hosts being laid off because of the Rona, I'm hoping the Blitz stays on the air. Listen to the two of you makes a long drive home every day tolerable. I think we're fine. I think we're fine. You'll be all right. So he asked me, does that... Yeah, that happens sometimes, but usually it's like if I'm at a bar. I'll get it sometimes. If we're out at steak night one time a couple weeks ago before they shut it down. Somebody asks, where's AJ? It's like, home with his family? But I have noticed I've been getting asked like a lot more often. Like I was sitting out on the balcony with the dog, and I think about three times in the last week, somebody's walking their dog or just out for a walk because I guess everybody's out more, even though it's 200 degrees and they shouldn't be. And they've stopped and said the same thing. Love the show, man. They did not ask where you were, though, figuring now a bunch of people know where I live.
Hey, the Dan Snyder thing has dropped.
Yeah, I've been reading that.
And you can't read the Washington Post thing unless you actually pay for it, and I'm not paying for a newspaper in Washington. Hey, I think that's why they're failing, because they charge you every time you want to read an article. Just use ads like every other newspaper. According to two sources close within the D.C. media world, the alleged bombshell report involving the Redskins will contain the following. Dan Snyder abuses drugs and alcohol, and that it leads to Redskins workplace culture. Snyder has paid off NFL officials to fix games, and some refs have made over $2 million from Snyder. He also says he's not the only owner to pay NFL officials. Snyder and former Redskins coach Jay Gruden pimped out their cheerleaders to season ticket holders while holding their passports for them in a foreign country.
That's an old story, though. That story was out before.
Apparently, Jay Gruden and Redskins running back Kabree Bibbs were sleeping with the same girl when Gruden found out he got petty and benched Bibbs. That could have been because Kabree Bibbs wasn't a very good running back.
True.
During the game that Bibbs was benched, his replacement missed a block, and that resulted in Alex Smith's career-ending injury. Yikes. Snyder and Gruden would hold sex parties where there was rampant drug use and even sexual assaults. Snyder held nude photo shoots with the Redskins cheerleaders. This is all part of a pending FBI investigation. Man, I'll be honest. It's none of that stuff really surprises me. Well, maybe pimping out the cheerleaders to season ticket holders, but like the fact that a billionaire does drugs and alcohol. Well, yeah, you got wow. Do you really think the Colts were the only team that had an owner who used abuse substance? No.
If he's paying off refs, don't you think they would have won something by now?
Yeah, that's sort of where I'm calling BS. But who knows? I don't know. But not a good look for the Redskins. Not great news for Dan Snyder.
Yeah, I
15 women are accusing the Redskins of sexual harassment.
Yeah, that I have that story. That's not as bombshell as you would think. It sounds like your typical Mad Men workplace kind of thing.
And you know, it's
which I'm not saying is okay, but it's not
I'm not either, and I will say this. I feel sorry, and I know I play a sexist on the radio quite often. I feel sorry for women in our business because in sports business in general, because the prettier you are, the more difficult it is to be taken seriously. And there's a lot of entitled dudes who want to pinch asses. And
well, like, and especially in a, let's face it, a male-dominated
yep.
organization like a football team. And, yeah, it sounds like it was really bad on a lot of these people, but it's not stuff that is really that surprising. You know, a lot of inappropriate comments and touching and things like that, which unfortunately happens in almost every business. But, you know, it's but this other stuff, that's where I need to see more details on all that. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Just saw this text from my buddy Goose. We were talking about Fred White, the sheriff of Tombstone. Shot by Curly Bill Brocious. Fred! I was just funning. Oh, God. I'm reading this story, and it is... I know it's going to get a bunch of attention. It's all over ESPN right now. But it really is I hate to say it, the kind of thing you would see from a lot of businesses out there. And... Not that it's acceptable or good, but you know it's. And hopefully we'll get away from all this. And I thought after all the Me Too stuff, shouldn't all of this stuff just kind of gone away? And a lot of it was before that, but it really is. It's like Mad Men. Everybody's making comments about people's breasts and people are sleeping together and probably drinking on the job, which is okay. I have no problem with that.
Right. We don't judge.
As a Panthers fan, my opinion on this Redskins story is meh. I mean, I think that's the thing. It's now the paying off the ref stuff and all that's not in this Wall Street Journal story. I don't know where that's.
Yeah, that was all rumored stuff.
Yeah, so it's funny because all the rumors were stuff like that, and oh, so he drinks and does cocaine.
Well, they made it sound like it was going to be this bombshell, and that's what. Here's the problem: it's been hyped up to be this massive bombshell thing. And then when the Washington Post thing says 15 women got sexually harassed in their office, you go, oh, well.
Yeah, and I almost feel like that's a little unfair to them because I'm reading it going, this is not that explosive.
Yeah, that's not really even surprising.
So all the stuff that was...
The radio play-by-play guy retired yesterday for the Redskins, Larry Michael.
Yeah. Apparently he was one of the creepers.
Oh, yeah. He's apparently there was a complaint in 2018 where he was caught on a hot mic while taping a video for a team making inappropriate remarks about a female intern. It was disgusting, said one former female employee who heard the audio. This is a grown man who could be my grandfather, and he's talking about someone younger than me. A female employee complained about the video to the team's legal department, and a team attorney took the hard drive from the employee. When it was returned, the file was deleted. Mm.
So here's some other stuff that he did. During a training camp in 2017, he saw a young woman from the sponsorship staff walk by.
This is Dan?
This is the Michael guy.
Oh, Larry Michael.
Yeah. Turned to one of his staffers and commented on her tight ass before adding a remark about her social life. Said, you can't mess with her, though, because you know she's bleeping every guy on the team, right? And then a lot of comments about, you know, boy, she's got a nice ass, things like that. And then apparently no one filed any formal complaints because they never thought anything would come of it. One staffer said they're not going to get rid of the voice of the Redskins over a $30,000 a year marketing manager. That's all a marketing manager makes? Dude, you got to get a better job than that. Yeah, this grown man who could be my grandfather, and he's talking about someone younger than me. Can I just a little PSA here? If you're going to be a creep, you don't do it where they can hear you.
Right.
You know, hypothetically, if you were talking to someone about something like this, you're talking to that person. You don't get recorded for one thing. Don't ever leave the mics on, Aaron. That just scared the hell out of me now.
Man,
that I think about
that's
it.
The other thing. If you've got any kind of a position of power, don't blow it with the intern. That's a bad move. Nothing good can come from you trying to even flirt with interns.
Not wise, guys.
I don't really talk to any interns here, and this was before I was the boss. There's very few interns that I've had real interactions with. I could probably do a better job of getting to know them because they do help out here a lot and they're important to what we do here. But also I'm not great with names and sometimes it's easier for me rather than try to remember their names just to pretend like they don't exist and just go, hey buddy, or hey Pally.
Amigo is one of my favorites.
There's been some hot chicks come through here in intern. Lauren Leal was an intern here. She went from being a Texans cheerleader to interning here, and now she's on TV, and she's a big star now. And she was the sideline reporter for the Roughnecks, or what was her gig?
No, she did UH.
Yeah, UH. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah,
she does all the big events around town, big sports events. She's like the in person or the on site sideline person. When she was an intern, guess how much I talked to her? Almost none. You know why? Because no good can come from a guy who works somewhere talking to a female intern. It never ends well. You never hear a story about that. You never hear a story. High-powered man talks to a female intern and the story ends there. They lived happily ever after. No, it's always he tried to do something creepy or something he said got misconstrued as creepy even. I ain't taking those chances. Nope. You ain't getting me. You ain't getting me, hot lady interns.
I had to deal with a few when we were running Sports Map because, a lot of them wanted to do stuff, whether it be videos or writing. And after all of this, in my old job, it was every bit as bad as some of the stuff they're talking about here. People sleeping with each other and inappropriate comments and stuff like that. I mean, it was just rampant. And it basically was a culture that I am so glad I got out of because I would not be alive if I'd stayed in that. But the one thing that we really haven't had that here, at least to my knowledge, but I was always really careful. If I had to talk with them, that door's always open. I'm not making any comments I'm not making any comments I would make on the radio. It's almost like you switch into professional mode and everything's completely above board. And, you have to be that way, I think. But, and by the way, I'm banging my 19-year-old intern. I think it was 18 or 17. I don't remember the exact drop, but that was in reference to a politician.
Right.
But
that was a good drop though.
Yeah, it was a good drop. But, I think, we all need to be, and it's one thing the Me Too movement did, and I know we joke about stuff like this a lot because that's what we do. Oh, you can't talk about a woman's ass anymore. Well, you really shouldn't. And that's, but I do think that people have to be smarter and they have to, realize that this isn't the 60s and we have to keep, that was...
Sorry, you were in the middle of a serious conversation. That was totally inappropriate.
I don't even know what the hell I was talking about now. Let's just do your damn live read.
Thanks
for interrupting.
I got to tell you about TGS Insurance. Thanks to our listeners, TGS has become one of the fastest growing home insurance agencies in the entire state. Why are they growing so fast? Because it's easy. It's simple and it works. They've got a system that's so brilliant. They've already shopped all the home insurance prices for every home in our area. They know what you can be saving. Do you want to know? Yeah, of course you do. Here's how you do it. You send a text. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to say, hey, what's your address? You send that back. You'll get a full quote and proposal with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The average customer saving over $900 a year. I saved even more than that, guys. This is the real deal. And you don't have to wait till your renewal because TGS will get you refunded on your old policy. Whatever you've paid ahead into your old policy, they're going to send you that money back. And you're going to start saving right away. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving now with my good friends at TGS Insurance.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Wicked Texan on the Twitch thing says, the best is when your coworker drops a pencil or something and the creep says, while you're down there. That's a fairly common one. I hope we're at the point where we're getting past all that crap, but apparently not.
I just watched a video. Did you see this video of the cop? So there's a firefighter who there's a rollover accident and they're like trying to save this dude's life. And highway patrol comes and arrests the firefighter in like before the guy is like cleared and taken away. He arrests him on the spot because his fire truck wasn't parked the right way.
Oh, my God.
Shame.
Somebody should be fired for that. Not just fired, taken out and injected with the Rona. And I mean the bad Rona, not the good Rona. That's awful. There's got to be something more to it than that. There's got to be some kind of personal thing going on or something. But
I just I tweeted the video. That's crazy. Well, all right.
Lots of people in Washington, D.C. having sex with a lot of women. Sincerely, John and Robert F. Kennedy. And let's not forget Ted. Didn't he kill somebody?
Yeah.
He killed one, allegedly. I'm not even sure it's alleged at this point. But, yeah, this... I think part of the, and this is kind of part of the problem too. Everybody played this thing up so much and then you get it and it's like, okay, it's bad, but it's not, it's not the blockbuster type stuff.
No, it's not what I was.
And then you kind of dismiss.
I was expecting like Dan Snyder was like, not only on Epstein's travel list, he was like his personal guest on several trips or something crazy.
Yeah, the problem with the story like this is when you read the quotes, and it all sounds, and it's like watching that Epstein documentary, which you haven't watched yet, but everybody's so coached up by their lawyers to say a certain thing about how this made me uncomfortable and this and this and this. It really gets hard to take seriously, too, because you know that they've specifically been told what to say. 832, is flirting sexual harassment?
If you're if you are the superior of the person you were flirting with, if you are their superior at work, and you're flirting with them at work, yeah, that's sexual harassment.
Basically, I'll try to put this in terms that most people understand. If I'm flirting with anyone, it's harassment. If a handsome is flirting with them, then it's okay. Unless you're their boss. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think there's no women here that work under me. I don't think.
I don't think you can say under me.
Well, they definitely don't do that either. But like in my job position, like if you branch down to the people that I oversee their work, there's no women. There's a few female interns, which I guess fall under the programming thing, but again, I don't talk to them. But yeah, there's and that's the way. You know, it's probably for the best.
Well, it should. I've learned a great deal over the years, and one thing I've learned is work relationships, period. And you don't get involved with any, and don't. This is from experience. I have made mistakes like that. I've dated people in the workplace. I've had intern friends. I mean, I've had a lot of things that were mistakes, and no question. But the culture and the culture of that company really encouraged that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
Because everybody was doing it. And we tend to become like the people we work with when we're younger, especially because of the people you look up to.
Like, I don't know about now. I haven't been to a Hooters in a long time. But when I was in Austin before my married days, I was a regular at Hooters. Drew Dean and I were regular customers, and we both dated a couple of the girls there, and it became basically it became painfully aware that if you were the manager at a Hooters, you pretty much were
ranking.
You were getting yours,
yeah.
And it was like, wow, that's pretty wild. So it's. And you would think, and I bet that's not happening as much, if at all, now, because yeah. You know that 15 years will.
Oh,
times will change.
You worked in restaurants and bars. You know how that is too. Oh. You know, all of them are like, or at least they were like that.
Everyone, if you work in a restaurant or a bar, pretty much everybody there is sleeping together. That's also why I think they're closing bars for coronavirus because, you know, that's.
People are banging.
Yeah.
You keep them from doing it. But, yeah, I don't know. This especially, and honestly, what I really thought was Snyder, the Redskins were involved with Epstein. I don't know that he wasn't. You know, that's why I hope they keep this Maxwell chick alive, because I'd like to see what she has to say. But, boy, she's a total weird. You know, watching that documentary, she basically just bird-dogged for him. And apparently was enjoying it herself, too. And her dad was like a criminal from England who was a big-time publisher who ripped a bunch of people off. Squeezing a call. Charles. What's up? Charles. Charles.
Charlie? Chuck?
Oh, well. Never mind. Oh, boy. I know it's a lot to ask that if we go to you, you're there. But good to hear Keyboard Cat.
It's been a while.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boy. 713-780-3776 if you want to call and stay on hold for a bunch of minutes and not answer the phone when we go to you. That's your number to do it. So, worked in a bunch of different strip clubs. The dudes that worked there that weren't banging a waitress or stripper got clowned nonstop. So, and somebody else says, I was the only one that worked in the restaurant business for a long time that didn't get laid.
Sorry. Sorry. You must have been a horrible waiter.
Well, it just says he were. He might have been a manager.
Maybe so. Well, you are definitely a horrible manager. Don't you know how to fill out the schedule?
So you really want to get those big days?
I'm gonna need you to work overtime, Stephanie.
Oh man, somebody else says it's hot AF out there. Yeah, it is, man. I hope you guys don't have to stay outside very long. Hopefully, you're in your cars or in your home listening in air conditioning. Air conditioning is a necessity. It's a good thing right now. I figure we got about a month and a half of this still before we start getting decent weather again. Unless we get a hurricane, then the weather's always good after that. Adam says, looks like the Georgia governor is going full Greg Abbott. What did he do? What happened in Georgia? I didn't see it.
In Georgia, the governor's trying to say that the local governments can't decide. They can't make you wear a mask. He says, I'm telling everyone I recommend wearing a mask, but no one can make you wear one. And I already know, like, in Savannah, the mayor there Savannah already said, whatever the governor said, you have to wear a mask or you're going to get fined.
Why? I don't even know why this is still we're still having a debate about this. It's just do it and move on. Tennis Tony says personal trainers get laid more than any other profession.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guarantee you those guys and girls. But, I mean, it's like a hot woman can get laid. Well, any woman can pretty much get laid whenever she wants. I'm pretty sure personal trainers are like that. Pretty sure that, yeah, anytime they want to, you can just say, hey, yeah, okay, I'm in. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in, and we will be happy to get your phone calls on stuff, and who knows where we'll take the show next. We've had sexual harassment. We've had Smurfs. We have not had sexual harassment of Smurfs. And a lot of people telling me that I should trademark the Zuno the Blue-Nosed Reindeer thing. I don't think they would really be kids' stories is the problem.
But they make stories like that that are, like, they pose as kids' stories, but they're actually for adults.
I mean, he's a violent little dude. He really is, because he was discriminated against by Rudolph. Because Rudolph was taking it out on him because of what the other reindeer did to Rudolph. So Zuno was, he had a rough childhood. So it was bitter, and he kind of came back pissed off. He went off to Russia for a while and learned a lot of things while he was in Russia, including how to be an assassin reindeer. I need a cartoonist to do this with me. I really do. I'm inspired now. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, you know what matters tonight?
Soccer matters tonight.
Glenn Davis is back for tonight. So tune in for those of you who want to hear soccer talk. And for the snobs who won't let me talk soccer, you guys make sure you tune into Glenn Davis because he knows what he's talking about. I'm sure he'll have lots of thoughts on all the matches. So I enjoy Glenn's show. He does good interviews. He's got he gets into some topical stuff. That was weak. Jeez.
I used my good one earlier. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I used the good one to interrupt something that was important, and now I'm just praising Glenn, and you come with that weak crap. What the hell? All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. When you were a kid, I'm talking to both of you now. I'm certain you bought liquor underage. Or you had somebody buy liquor for you.
Oh, I had help.
Yeah. Well,
who hasn't slipped $10 to
a homeless?
Not a homeless, but like a. I was in Tennessee and Kentucky in my when I was in the Army, and that's the other thing. I was in the Army, so I had access to it because most of the guys there were over 21, and the rules were somewhat lax on base. Like you could. Sure, you weren't supposed to be drinking if you were underage, but if there was liquor in the room and you had one of the two of you was over 21, then it was his.
Yeah, I kind of feel if you're going to be asked to go kill a bunch of guys, you should probably be able to drink.
Yeah, but when I wasn't with those guys, there were rednecks, basically, that you could offer, you know, you hand them a few bucks and you give them an order and they get to keep the change. That was, yeah, sort of how it worked.
Well, how about you, Aaron? I know you did.
Yeah, I had friends who would do it.
Okay. Well, I got to give a little credit to the youth of today because they've figured out a new way to do this and they've twisted the Rona in the right direction. They,
I saw this. This is a good story.
Yeah, a bunch of TikTok videos where they're using masks and even in one case dressing up like a grandmother with the mask. And because of the mask, it's working like a charm for them. So they're going into stores and buying alcohol. Now, PSA to those of you who have underage kids in the car listening who might be thinking about buying alcohol, this is a terrible idea. Don't do it. Your parents don't want you drinking. If you're 17 or 18, you just wait till you're 21. But for the rest of you, I think this is pretty damn brilliant. I got to give them credit. This is a positive of wearing masks. Again, we've been trying to give you guys all the positives. Well, if you're 18 years old and you want to go buy beer, go to TikTok and they'll show you how to do it. There's one over 2 million views of the girl dressing up as a grandma. So,
do they never ask her for her ID?
Well, but if it I'm sure she has a fake one. But if you're covered up enough, I mean, it you can kind of get away with it.
I guess. Like I bought some beer at HEB through the self checkout, and this has been a while, but you know, I had a mask on. It's like one of the three times I've been into a grocery store since March. Actually, that's not true. I had to go into a grocery. I went into several grocery stores today, including Walmart, and I was super uncomfortable because I was looking for cleaner.
Yeah, which is harder and harder to find.
It's very difficult to find. I went to an HEB. I went to a Kroger, and then I finally went to a Walmart, and they had it. But I went to two HEBs before I found it. No, Walmart didn't have it. So I went HEB, Kroger, Walmart, and then another HEB, and then finally found some. But a couple months ago, I bought some beer, and wearing a mask, and girl just came up. Normally, they'll say, like, if they check my ID or something. I guess I look old enough, even in my mask, that they didn't feel the need to check my ID. They just said, okay, go ahead. So that may be the move. Go to self-checkout. They're trying to have as little interaction with you as possible right now.
Can you do alcohol at self-checkout?
Yep. Someone has to come over and push in a code, though, to say you're over 21. And it's not like they're saying, hey, can you get your ID out? Say, no, I'm not carrying anything like that because I'm trying to avoid spreading coronavirus.
409 says, I'm 40 and wearing a mask got me ID'd for the first time in 15 years. Made me smile. I've been about this all along because reality is with just my face, I'm like a 3.5, but you throw on a mask and a hat and sunglasses, I could be a 9. No one would know. And don't take this the wrong way. Anybody would be a 9. Well, not anybody. Some of you guys have really weird looking heads, but when I get to cover up the beak and it's just like a little strip of skin next to my eyes, we can't even see it because I have sunglasses on. Women kind of look at you and go, you know, he might be handsome under that. He might be young under that. I have to say, it helps my self-esteem, which I don't really have any self-esteem to begin with. So there's, you know, it's a pretty low bar. But, you know, that's why I look at it as a positive.
Yeah.
So good for you. Hey, not nice, 713. AJ dating Hooters girls. What he didn't say is that he worked in the kitchen.
No, I did. I worked at a radio station.
They worked in the kitchen. I mean, sorry. And 832 says, my boyfriend made me stop pulling off his pants so they could run in the other room to listen to the gym of the day. What the hell? You know what you guys should be doing? Do that on the breaks. You get about 4 minutes. Can't take you much longer than that.
Yeah.
Eric says, did you see Sheila Jackson Lee's comments about rednecks?
No,
I did not. Can somebody send me that story? But, Some says, damn lazy cashiers have made me take out my ID to scan it. That way they don't have to manually punch in the date. So.
Well, I would just do that thing and pretend that I didn't have my ID. That's if I were underage.
Yeah, when you're old enough, you don't worry about these things.
Right.
But
as an elderly, no one ever IDs me anymore anyhow.
When the wife first moved here, she got carded a lot, and she wasn't young. I mean, she looked pretty young. I don't think she doesn't look young anymore. But we'd go, like, every UH football game we'd go to, she'd get carded. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Hey, what did you think of the fights last night? A bunch of people have been asking. I just hadn't gotten around to it.
They were good fights. I lost a little money on them, you know. I made a lot of money on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I gave a little bit of it back. But the fights I thought were going to be good were good. Calvin Kattar, really good performance against Dan Ige. I mean, he was very sharp. You know, that Jimmy Rivera-Cody Stamann fight was good. There were some good fights. Nothing, you know, earth-shattering or world-changing, but solid fight. And, like, for a Wednesday in the middle of the week, nothing else going on. I'll take it on these.
Yeah, I got home and forgot to watch. So I was kind of excited about it after hearing you guys talk about some of the fights. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch it, and then I just totally forgot. That's what happens when you get old. Let's squeeze in a call real quick before we get to the top. Shannon, what's up, Shannon?
No sports. What's up?
Hey, sports.
Well, older comment on a couple last segments on sexual harassment. You know, guys, my history. I was in the Marines for a minute, got out, had medical stuff, got up to 360 pounds, had a weight loss surgery, hip replacement, knee replacement, down to a respectable weight. But because of the skin, I'm a solid C cup now on the move. And I get a couple comments here and there. You don't see me run into anybody to complain. I think it's a compliment. I like my moves. So it's just the culture that today that can handle those comments.
You like your moves?
I guess he does.
All right. To each their own.
Yeah. All right. I have no idea where we're going with this last hour, but I had no idea we would wind up talking about Smurfs and
it's Sesame Street
and names and screwed up kid shows and figured, well, sexual harassment. I didn't even know that was going to come up. Let's take a break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.